بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ما يصيب المسلم من نصب ولا غصب ولا هم ولا حزن ولا أذى ولا غم حتى الشوكة يشاكها إلا كفر الله بها من خطاياه. رواه البخاري. هذا أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه and Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrate that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whenever a Muslim faces fatigue, illness, worry, grief, hurt, and sorrow, and even if it means he gets pricked by a thorn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in lieu of all his sufferings, Allah removes all his sins. This is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So if a Muslim goes through any pain, any suffering, even if it is some physical pain, or he's suffering some grief, some sorrow, some illness, and the hadith says even a thorn, that whilst he's walking, he gets pricked by a tiny thorn, and the little pain that he endures because of this thorn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes all his minor sins because of this pain that he endures. So this is the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala makes us go through some difficulty, some challenges at times. Sometimes it's some type of sickness, sometimes it's some type of financial strain, sometimes it's some mental pressure, it is some sorrow, some grief, some loss. But through all this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his kindness for the believer, Allah ta'ala forgives his minor sins. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا إِبْتَلَاهُمْ. When Allah loves any people, then Allah ta'ala afflicts them with trials. Allah puts them through tests. فَمَنْ صَبَرَ. And anyone who is going through this test, he bears these tests patiently, فَلَهُ الصَّبْرُ. Then he gets the reward for patience. And what is the reward for patience? The Quran says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. There is no limit to the reward of sabr. The month of Ramadan is known as the month of sabr. Sabr is a very broad term. Very briefly, ulama explained three types of sabr. One is sabr عَلَى الطَّاعَةِ. When we are told to perform any good deed, then we are patient, we are steadfast on that good deed. For example, salat. So we do not abandon that particular act. We remain steadfast on it. So we are making sabr on that ibadat. Then there is sabr anil ma'asiyah. We are told to refrain from sins. So the nafs is tempted towards that evil action, but the person restrains himself. So he is making sabr from doing that particular action. There is also one type of sabr. And the common sabr that we all know is sabr alal musibah. Some calamity comes upon us, some pain, some suffering, and then we make sabr. So there is a third type of sabr. So here Allah subhanahu wa rasulullah mentions that when a person makes sabr, when he goes through any trial and difficulty, some loss of property, loss of life, some physical pain, some mental strain, whatever it is, if he makes sabr, he gets the reward of sabr. And I mentioned there is no limit to the reward of sabr. وَمَنْ جَزِعَ فَلَهُ الْجَزَعَ. But that person who becomes impatient when he goes through trials and tribulations, then impatience is written down for him. In other words, he will keep on grumbling and he will not get the sawab of making true sabr and the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in store for the as-sabirin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with afiyat, safety from all type of calamities. But any person who is going through any type of difficulty, and if he exercises sabr, then remember all your minor sins are being forgiven and you are getting great rewards in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates in one hadith, Rasulullah says, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَكُرُ لَهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْمَنْزِلَةَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to grant the person a very high status, but his deeds do not entitle him to such a status. فَمَا يَبْلُغُهَا بِعَمَلِهِ. His actions are weak, so he can't reach that particular high status that Allah wants to give him. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? فما زال الله يبتليه. Allah continues to afflict him with trials, hardships that cause him inconvenience, because of which now he will reach that higher status. So through this difficulty, one is his sins are forgiven, and number two, Allah gives him a very high position. And all this high status he'll only see in the akhirat. When he sees in the akhirat that this is my high position, then he will wish he had more time to make sabr in the world to get an even higher status. Even those people in one hadith is mentioned who are given a lot of comfort and peace. Allah bless us with peace and comfort and aman and aman. But on the day of Qiyamah, when they will see the people of sabr who made sabr in this dunya, the very high position Allah has given them in the akhirat, then they too will desire then, if only we had some difficulties and made sabr, we would have got this high position also. ما يزال البلاء بالمؤمن والمؤمنة في نفسه وولده وماله حتى يلقى الله وما عليه خطيئة. Hadith of Rasul says, a believing man or a believing woman continues to remain under trials and tribulations, afflictions regarding himself or his children or his wealth until he meets Allah Ta'ala in a condition that not a single sin remains on him. Not a single sin remains on him. The very interesting hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which gives many people hope, especially those who are going through difficulties and some type of sickness, may Allah give them complete shifa. But the hadith says that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicts any of his Muslim servant, any of his Muslim slave, with a physical ailment, some bimari, some sickness, Allah azza wa jal commands an angel that keep recording all those good deeds which he should do in good health, because now he is unable to perform his good deeds. He is sick, he is bedridden, he is unable to walk, he is unable to perform his good actions. Whatever good actions he used to do whilst he was in good health, keep on recording those good deeds for him now. Then if Allah Ta'ala gives him health, because of the sickness that he went through now, Allah cleans and purifies him by washing his sins. And if Allah Ta'ala has to recall his soul, if Allah has to give him maut, then he reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the condition that all his sins are forgiven and he is going to be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A thing like a headache. People complain about a headache. What is the hadith? What does the hadith say? A persistent fever or a headache suffered by any Muslim person, man or woman, will not leave a single sin. Will not leave a single sin, even the size of a mustard seed, though being burdened by sins like Mount Uhud. A person had a mount, so much of sins like the Mount of Uhud. But because of a headache or fever, Allah wipes out all those sins. And even if it's the size of a mustard seed, then too, Allah Ta'ala wipes out all those sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hadith of Qudsi, Allah says, when I inflict illness upon my believing servant, and he does not complain about me to the people who visit him. Person is sick, we go and visit the person. And this person who is sick, when you ask him, how are you feeling? He does not complain about me, Allah says. He didn't say, oh Allah, why has Allah given me this sickness? And why has Allah put me through this test? He does not complain about me to people who visit him. I set him free. In other words, I forgive all his sins. Then I change his flesh with flesh better than his, and blood better than his blood. And he resumes his deeds afresh in the condition that all his sins are wiped out. Person who has sight, and Allah Ta'ala takes away his sight, it's a very, very great test upon this person. The hadith of Rasul says, that Allah Ta'ala says, من أذهبت حبيبتي, that person, if I take away his two dearest things, what are the two dearest things? His eyesight, the eyes. فَصَّبَرَ, and then he makes sabr. وَاحْتَسَبَ, and he has hope in reward. لَمْ أَرْضَ لَهُ ثَوَابًا دُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah says, then nothing short of rewarding him with paradise can please me. Allah says, I will give nothing short of paradise. For him, he will gain entry into paradise. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. And those people who are going through any difficulty, any suffering, may Allah elevate their position. May Allah bless them with sukoon and afiyat. But at times you require these type of ahadith to give you that strength. Sometimes you feel that now this is the end of the world and you're not coming right, or your illness, you're getting more and more sick. Doctors will try, people around you will try. End of the day, it is in Allah Ta'ala's hands. But look at the reward Allah has got in store for you. That Allah will forgive you all your sins. And Allah will elevate your position in the Akhirat. Such a high status that others won't even reach. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us complete shifa. May Allah give us the true understanding of these ahadith. The maqsad of all these ahadith is that a person who is going through any difficulty, he should exercise complete sabr. I know it is not difficult, it is not easy. It's easy for us to say, but this is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah grants him recovery in such a way that he is cleansed of all his sins. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.